Get ready to be transformed, inspired, and supremely blessed as you listen to the Word of God from Pastor AB. Prepare your hearts. You'd never remain the same again. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Has God been good to you? You know, never get tired of singing your praises to God and giving Him worship. Praise the Lord. So if you come to church and we just sing throughout, it is okay. Because God has been so good. So at times you're ministered to by the Word of God. That means you hear the Word of God. Other times you minister to the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you should take advantage of both opportunities. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now put your phone on silent. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, get ready. The Word of God is coming. Receive it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, if this place was dark, praise the Lord, and we are supposed to go to Ojolegba, but the whole place is dark. If one person has light, that's the person we would all follow. Right? You follow the person that has light in a dark place, in a dark world. Now, the Bible tells us that they are rulers of the darkness of this world. The Bible says the whole world lieth in wickedness, in darkness. So there is darkness in this world. There is confusion. If someone has an incurable disease, that's a dark place. In darkness, you don't know what to do. Are you in this place? If you came into this room, everywhere was dark, dark, dark. And you couldn't see anything. You wouldn't know what to do. You just stand. You don't know if in front of you there's a hole. You don't know if there's a snake by your side. You don't know if there's a seat. So even though you want to sit down, as long as the place is dark, you stand. You will not know what to do. Praise the Lord. But when there is light, then you would see clearly. Then you know I shouldn't go forward because there's a hole there. I shouldn't move here because there's a snake. I should step on the head. Praise the Lord. I can sit down here. So, in life, there are different dark moments. Like I said, if there's an incurable disease, that's a dark place. Because it's incurable. They don't know what to do. So, they're in the dark. If you require cash, and you've scratched your head, itch your head, and you don't know what to do, that's a dark place. And the Bible says that there are dark places in this world where people don't know what to do with their life. So I tell you, it's not about not having money. People have money, but they don't know what to do. They have no purpose. That's a dark place. When you don't know why you are here, you are just existing. You're growing now. The beards are coming out. You're getting taller or you're getting less tall. But you're not sure what you're doing here. That's a dark place. But if there's someone with light, then you can follow that person. When the light comes on, you will know what to do. Praise the Lord. Now, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. John 8 verse 12. Let's go check your Bibles now. John 8 verse 12. Anytime I hear Jesus, there are many songs that come to my mind. And you know, the Bible says to be filled with the Spirit, you have to sing to the Lord. Do you know that? Someone says, I want to be full of God. I want to be filled with the Spirit. I'm going to fast and pray. That's nice. But there are things you should do. One of them, he says, make melodies in your heart. So while you are in school waiting for the lecturer to come, in your heart, make melodies. Are you seeing that? Instead of thinking of all the wrong things, make melodies in your heart. Sing to the Lord. The person who is filled with the Spirit would always have a song. Are you in this place? You'd always have a song. So Jesus said, John 8 verse 12, are you there? If you're there, those of us with KJV, now I need your help, so you have to be loud. You're using KJV, read it, want to go. Praise the Lord. If you're there, say, I'm there. If you're not there, say, wait for me. So let me hear you. Are you in this place? 8 verse 12, go. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, I am the light of the world. Meaning he has answers for everything. I like the fact that he said of the world, not just in Nigeria. Someone says this Jesus you preach is only relevant in Africa. No, he says I'm the light of the world. Relevant everywhere. Everywhere. In the city, in your room, in your body, he's the light of the world. Let's read again, one to go. He says, if there is somebody that follows me, he will not walk in darkness. He shall have the light of life. Meaning that at every given instance, he will know what to do. That's what he's saying. He's saying the one that follows me would always know what to do. That's what that verse is in the simplest form. You follow Jesus, you will always know what to do. Always. Always. They say the disease is incurable, it has a name. Well, God gave Jesus a name that is above every name. He says, at the name of Jesus, every knee should what? Bow. If the doctors don't know what to do, Jesus knows what to do. You know what to do. With the name of Jesus, healed. Are you in this place? He says, the one that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. In your life, you will know what to do. Are you seeing that? This is what differentiates us from the world. You see, at times you don't know what to do. No, Jesus said, if you are really following me, you would always know what to do. You would always know what to do. Someone says, I'm facing a challenge right now. Well, the Bible says, count it joy. That is what to do. Are you in this place? That is what to do. If you follow him, he says, you should not walk in darkness. You would have the light of life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, who is Jesus? Jesus is the Word of God. You know, when we say follow Jesus, we don't mean go to Nazareth and look for Jesus. Or go to, you know, there's Israel. Israel still exists today. Are you in this place? Israel is a country in this world. It says, he that follows me, so you go to Nazareth and say, I'm looking for Jesus' descendants. No. Jesus is the Word of God. He says, one thing is for sure. If you follow the Word of God, you would always know what to do. Now, when the Word of God tells you what to do, you might not like the way it sounds. Are you in this place? But if you do it, it will work. Jesus is the Word. It says, if you follow him, you know what to do. That means when you want to make decisions, you should follow the Word. What does that mean? It means that the Word of God should lead you. Should lead you. Every decision you want to make, every relationship you want to keep, every friendship you want to maintain, you must be led by the Word of God. Because that's the only person that when you follow, you will not get to a point where you say, I regret. Nobody ever followed the Word of God and regretted. Never happened. And it will not begin with you. Are you in this place? She says, follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And do you know, a time is coming when the Word of God would be the only source with which you see. Meaning that you only see things through the Word. But the ones that are happening in your life right now. Where you look at somebody and you only see them the way Jesus does. You only see them through the Word of God. You have somebody who is, you know, maybe in your hostel or in your neighborhood, uses drugs. Now they are stoned. They don't know anything anymore. And your friends are laughing. No, if you see through the Word of God, you know, no, this is someone to pray for. This is a soul Jesus died for. I said, the time is coming when we would all have to see things through the Word of God. But you have to start today. Let me show you. Revelations 21, verse 23. Revelations. I like that book. Some people don't like reading it. See, it's very complicated. 666. Mark of the beast. End time. You know, we hardly hear end time stuffs the way we used to in the 90s. I think the reason why we heard a lot of end time messages in the 90s was because we were heading to 2000. In this place. Millennial. So, a lot of end time things. All right? So anytime people hear revelation, they think end time. All right? But I want to show you something. Verse 23. Are you in this place? See, I'm alive. So you guys are here, right? Verse 23. He says, that is the city, the new earth. Are you in this place? The dwelling place of the children of God. He says, and the city had no need of the sun. If there is no sun in this world, then place will be dark, right? It will be night. In fact, even in night, we still need the moon. Else will be dark. But he's saying that in that city, our final destination, he says, there will be no need of the sun. So there will be no sun. So how do you then see road? How do you know where you're going to? How do you know if this is the person you want to, you know, you need the sun to see people's face clearly. To know if this is the person I want to ask for change or not. Mm-hmm. In this place. When you enter the bus, you look at your neighbor. Person looking at you like, you say, no, I can't ask this one for change. And you look at the other person. The person is smiling. Then you ask that one for change. But if there's no sun, how will you see their faces? He says, had no need of the sun, neither of what? The moon. That's what? Complete darkness. So in that city, no sun, no moon. What does that mean? It's darkness. To shine in it. It says, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the lamp is the light thereof. Jesus, the Lamb of God, the Word of God, is the light. Oh, praise the Lord. Meaning that the guy who cannot even see the sun, the Word of God can guide him accurately. That's what he's saying here. He says, in that last day, the Word of God will be your light. So you better start now. Right? You better start now. The Word of God would be the light with which you see things and make decisions. How you behave will be determined by the Word of God. The Word of God would be your ultimate leader. Praise the Lord. Go to verse 24, quickly. Verse 24. Do you know this song? There's no nine there. There's no nines there. Hallelujah. There's no nines there. For Jesus is the light in that heavenly city bright. Hallelujah. There's no nines there. I was expecting someone to join me. PK, what happened? Praise the Lord. I said, let me teach you. So anytime you go to this verse, you remember that song. There's no nines there. There's no nines there. Hallelujah. There's no nines there. For Jesus is the light in that heavenly city bright. Hallelujah, there's no nines there. Go. There's no nines there. There's no nine there. Hallelujah, there's no nines there. For Jesus is the light in that heavenly city bright. Hallelujah, there's no nines there. For the last time, there's no nine there. There's no nine there. Hallelujah. There's no nine there. For Jesus is the light in that heavenly city bright. Hallelujah. There's no nine there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. So the Word of God should lead your life. Don't make decisions outside the Word of God. Don't. Let the Word of God lead you. If the Word of God says, this is who you are, accept. Yes, this is who I am. Are you in this place? You don't argue with the Word. Jesus said, if you follow him, you will know what to do. You will know who you are. Now, here's a thought. Go to John chapter 8, verse 31. John 8, Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 8 verse 31. You like it. He says, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him. So he's talking about, he's talking to people who believed in him. Do you believe in him?
Yes.
Are you in this place?
Yes.
Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed in him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples? Are you in this place? Okay, let's read it together. One, two, go. It says, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciple. Anybody can say I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ? Do you follow Jesus? Yes. He says, no. Those that continue in my word are the true disciples. He says, then you are my disciples indeed. Truly. Meaning that what is he looking at in your life? He's looking at how much of his word you remain in. Now that word continue has a synonym I want to share with you. It says, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. The word continue can also be rendered endure. If you endure in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. That means when you have the word of God, remain there. Endure there. It doesn't matter what every other person is doing outside the word of God. It says, if you endure, that is the test that you are the disciple. That is the test. It says, don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. You receive that word. You remain in it. You endure. No matter all the people you are seen to be yoked with are unbelievers. But the word of God says, don't be unequally yoked with them. If you are a disciple, you remain in that word. Are you in this place? You remain in that word. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's how we know the disciples. The true one. This is Jesus himself. He says, if you continue in my word, if you remain in my word, you are my disciples. Indeed. You're the true one. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, be anxious for nothing. It says, don't worry. That's what he's saying. Don't worry. If you continue, you endure, you choose not to worry, irrespective. You have a song of praise and thanksgiving in your lips, irrespective, then you're the disciple. You endure. Are you in this place? You endure in the word. You endure. He says, then are you my disciples indeed. Praise the Lord. Go to John 12 verse 26. So who are the true disciples? The ones that keep the word of God. The ones that keep the word of God. Those are, disciple means the person that is following. So someone can say, like I said, you don't go and say, I wish Jesus was alive so I can follow him. I mean, alive on the earth so I can follow him physically. No. He says, it's the person that keeps his word that is the true disciple, not the one that is following him up and down. The Pharisees were following Jesus. But they were looking for trouble. Are you in this place? And they killed him. So seeing him and following him did not change their life. Judas Iscariot was following Jesus. But he betrayed him. Seeing him and walking around with him did not change his life. It is the one that keeps his word, that continues in the word of God, that is the true disciple. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He says here, if any man serve me, let him what? Come on. If any man serve me, let him what? Ensure you're not sleeping. It's too early. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's too early. He says, if any man serve me, let him what? Follow me. Let him be my disciple. You're really serving Jesus, you keep his word. Serving him is not by mouth. You will keep his word. He says, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. Hallelujah. He says, where I am, that is where you would be if you keep my word. What does that mean? It means that the word of God, you begin to see things the way Jesus does. You begin to understand situations the way Jesus does. What a privilege and an honor. But he says, for that to happen in your life, keep the word. He says, then you'll be where I am. Are you in this place? You know, people that say, at this age, I know where I should be right now. What are they trying to say? They say, I know the position. I know my level. Right? Come on, are you in this place? Say, by now, I know the country I should be right now. What are you trying to say? There's a better place. I should have been there. Now, Jesus is saying that if you follow me, you'll be where I am. So right now, you know where you should be. You should be seeing things the way Jesus does. But if you don't keep his word, you don't know the word of God, that will not be your reality. It says, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. It says, if any man serve me, what will happen? Now, if I say glory, everybody will shout. Are you in this place? It says, if any man serve me, he will my father what? Honor. Meaning God will elevate you. He will beautify your life if you keep the word. If you let the word of God lead your life. Praise the Lord. If you ensure your decisions are led by the word of God. It says God will honor you. Oh, hallelujah. God will honor you for keeping his word. God will honor you. Others might mock you. Leave them. God will honor you. That's what he's saying here. Now he's sounding like all these prophets. But that's the reality. He says, if you keep my word, my father will honor you. Praise the Lord. He will honor your faith when you should have been troubled. When you were giving him praises, singing, giving thanks to his name, he will honor you. He will not leave you ashamed. Nobody will point their finger and say, oh, that God you were serving, where are you right now? No, God would honor you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But for that to happen, the word of God must lead your life. Before you make a move in your life, the kind of friends you want to keep, the things you want to say, ensure it is the word of God that is guiding you. You see, in this life, nobody likes embarrassment. Are you in this place? Do you like embarrassment? Some people, they like it too, as long as they are the ones doing the embarrassing. But nobody likes embarrassment. And there are different types. If you fall in a public place, that's quite an embarrassment. Right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you alive? Are you in this place? Have you been listening to me? I said, if you fall in a public place, that's quite an embarrassment, isn't it? How would you feel? I mean, you have public governors, your lecturers, your classmates, and they called you out to take something, and you're going and you just fail. Well, firstly, if you have sensible people there, you shouldn't feel embarrassed, because anybody can fall except me, because he has given his angels charge over me. Right? Are you in this place? That's quite an embarrassment. Another set of embarrassment is the one where you boast that something will happen and the complete opposite happens. I mean, you've told people you can rain will fall this evening. You've told them. Say, go to your house. You're like Elijah. Go to your house. Rain is about to. I smell, I hear, I see rain. The weather becomes hot throughout. That's an embarrassment. Are you in this place? But you see, God says there's a life of honor for you. If you keep his word, you'll never be embarrassed. Are you seeing that? Who repeated after me? Lamide. You will never be embarrassed. He would honor you. He would honor you. What I just said now, he'll give his angels charge over you. If you keep that word, there's no falling anywhere. Are you in this place? Doesn't matter the type of shoe you're wearing. You're conscious. The angels are here. Now they call you to come and take prize. You're wearing very high heel shoe. The stairs, 20 flights, is international. As you're walking, the man who doesn't know God, what would he do? Anything can happen. But you know he has given his angels charge over you. Are you in this place? None of your feet shall slide. The steps are ordered. Your steps are ordered. If you hold on to that word, he says he will honor you. Are you in this place? He will honor you. But that's for the man who lets the word of God
leads his life. Listen, he says endure, don't give up. There are some of you, maybe you heard something that wasn't very nice, but the Bible says, count it all joy. And you were happy the first day, second day, third day, first week, second week, third week, now you're tired. No, he says endure. Keep counting it joy. The honor is coming. Are you in this place? But endure. Keep on. Don't complain. Don't complain. Listen, it will be so sad when you get to heaven and realize that it was just about to manifest that you complained. God forbid. Not me. Say, I would continue. Yes. Yes. No, you've been prophesying, the job is mine. I have that internship in the name of Jesus. The job is mine, the job is mine. First day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day. You don't know that they are changing the HR that is supposed to help you, but you're getting discouraged. Sixth day, is the job still yours? Yes, it's mine. Second week, is the job still yours? Now you're thinking. But the HR is just settling in. She's looking at the files. She's asking for some specific, in this place, pointers. But here you are in your room. Is the job still yours? It's mine. It's mine. Now she's ready to start making calls. She's called the first person. She thinks, no, not this person. Your file is number 4. Someone comes to your room. Is the job still yours? It's mine. The next day, your file is right there. She's deciding, this one ticks everything. And then someone comes. Is the job still yours? Say, me, I'm even tired, self. I'm now looking for something else. The Bible says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let not that man think. Meaning, once you switched and became double-minded, the lady that was about to call you, she then remembered, no, we need someone with masters. And she drops it. And say, God did not work. God did not work. Oh, wait until you get to heaven. That's why it says what? Continue in the word. Endure. The honor is coming. Continue. Don't give in. Don't give up. Everybody is cheating the exam. Don't give in. Don't give up. Don't join them. Say, can you give us 2 weeks to read 358 slides? What's the meaning of this? bring that paper. No! Continue in the word. Walk in righteousness. It says the Father will honor you. Are you in this place? There is a promise for you. You'll be honored. Walk in righteousness. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Let the word of God lead you. Now, when the word of God leads you, and you believe the word of God, you have put yourself in a place where you can lead others. Are you seeing that? I'll give you an example. One of the things that I used to think about early in ministry, and I've ended, so ensure you're not sleeping. Early in ministry was, how do you know you're telling people something that would work? You know, because when you're a pastor, you talk a lot, right? Pastors always have advice. And because it's advice doesn't mean it will work. Are you in this place? Advice is free. I can advise you. Pastor Man is spending me, raise it up. If you raise it up, something will happen. Pastor Man is spending me, shake it like this. Any advice? I mean, free of charge. Are you in this place? So, what was my certainty that I'm telling people stuff and it will work? The word of God. Jesus said, if you follow me, you shall not walk in darkness. You will know what to do. So, I know if I give you the word of God, that is what you should do. What does that mean? Following the word of God, believing in the word of God has also made me a leader. Because now I can point people what to do. When they do it, it would work. So you must be led by the word of God, and the word of God then causes you to be a leader. Praise the Lord. So you can lead others in the word of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. So this month of leadership, all right, you would choose that the word of God would lead your decisions, and you're going to lead others with what that means. If someone comes with an advice or they need counsel, you will not give them your opinion.
You will not bring out some nice quotes. You would lead them in the word of God. You want to read, you want to study, but you say, I want to sleep. The Bible says, a little sleep, a little slumber. What happens? What happens? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's been led by the word of God. So November, month of what? Month of what?
Leadership.
Leadership. He says, if you follow him, the word of God, you will not walk in darkness, but you know what to do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So in every instance, I know what to do. I know what the issue is. Is this light? It's too bright. So some of you, you're feeling a bit dull. But you are the light of the world. So this light should not intimidate your light. Are you in this place? Yeah. Say, I follow the word of God. I know what to do. At every given instance, I know what to do. Because I'm led by the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. I taught you guys a song last week. Do you remember? Do you remember? Do you remember? Olamide remembers. Let's sing it. Jesus. Philip, nobody asked you to sing in tongues. Praise the Lord. Some of you are very smart. I remember in school, do you know, growing up, then I realized most of what I was singing in school was nonsense. And I didn't even care. You know those nursery rhymes? At times, I remember I was talking to my younger brother and we're analyzing the lyric of one rhyme. And we just thought, no, this is rubbish. We'll be singing nonsense. So when you don't know it, you go, Jesus, you're the sweetest name of all. Oh, Jesus, you always hear me when I call. Oh, Jesus, you lift me up if I ever fall. You're the sweetest, sweetest name. He's looking for true worshipers. Go ahead and sing to him. Jesus, keep sitting down. You're the sweetest name, oh, oh, Jesus. You always hear me when I call, oh, Jesus. You lift me up if I ever fall. You're the sweetest, sweetest name. For the last time in all your life, say Jesus.